Opposition seems to be growing against plans for raising entrance fees at some national parks. KUER's Judy Fay says critics want the National Park Service to reconsider.
The National Park Service wants to raise entrance fees at 17 busy parks during the seasons when they're visited most. The cost would be more than double at Arches, Zion, Bryce Canyon, and Canyonlands to $70.
I think this decision was hatched inside the vacuum of the Park Service without any input from so many people who know the parks so well and have great ideas about how to help manage them.
Brian Merrill runs a river rafting and tour guide service that runs trips in Canyonlands and Arches. He points out that businesses like his face cost increases in two ways: the entrance fee hike and new commercial operator rates.
It's going to cause the price of our trip to go up so high, I don't know that we'll be able to sell it.
Merrill also serves on the Utah Tourism Board, which drew up a two-page list of objections about the higher fees. Its top concern is that fees won't generate enough money to dent a $12 billion backlog in park repairs and maintenance. Critics also fear they'll drive away visitors. A poll by the Outdoors Alliance for Kids suggests that's a valid concern. Two-thirds of those surveyed said the new fees would make them less likely to visit the parks. Merrill's suggestion is simple.
My solution would be go back to the drawing board and involve a lot of other people in the process, and I think they could come up with something that would really help.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert sent a letter this week echoing the tourism board's points. He says that tourism generated $8.4 billion in Utah last year and supported 144,000 jobs. The Park Service deadline for commenting on the proposal is midnight tonight. Judy Fays, KUER News.